And good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are, when you are, whatever the case may be, when you listen to this particular boom. And yes, this is one of my rants, and maybe I am not a business person, but this is just my personal opinion. Take it for what it's worth. I've lived in different places from time to time, and most of the time, like 90% of the time, 95% of the time, I never got my deposit back. Why? Because a lot of the times that I moved in, it was either like a $100 deposit, and in their thing they say, I mean, right in their lease it says, you know, $100 for, you know, whatever the case may be. So you generally don't get those deposits back. I think there have been a couple times where I haven't had a deposit. And a lot of times I moved in with somebody, you know, family member, friend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. So obviously no deposit. What I'd like to talk about, though, is this particular place that I just moved from, Cassandra Property LLC. The gentleman that owns it is an attorney. So he does have a daily job. He is an attorney. He also has a couple different properties here in town, including the one we were renting. The one we were renting has three other apartments in it. But on top of that, I know he has at least two or three other properties in town as well. Now, the good news is we are getting our deposit back. I just found that out. However, according to his wife, they have someone interested in the particular apartment we were in. Great. What do I care? That's not my problem. However, according to her, her exact words were, and I quote, "Once we get someone to rent that apartment, you'll get your deposit back. Don't worry, you're getting it back." And it was with a tone of voice of, "Oh, well, you'll get it back, but we have to wait until someone rents the apartment." Now, this is just my personal opinion again. When you rent to somebody, I don't care if you're a business or you are a personal individual who has several properties or whatever the case may be, the whole point of a deposit is that possibly you are going to be giving that back to the person. So if that's the case, shouldn't you put it in a checking account or a savings account or something? Put it aside so that when the person does move out, if they're going to get their deposit back, you have the money and can pay them back immediately. Because as you know, when you first move into an apartment or whatever the case may be, you have to pay first month's rent and deposit, period. Yeah, there are places that might work with you and let you split the deposit over a couple, you know, over a couple months. I had a situation like that where the deposit was whatever, and they let us split it over a three-month period because the move was a literally last-minute thing, and you know, money was tighter than tight at the time. So they let us do that. Most places don't. You have to have the deposit and the first month's rent and deposit, and before you can move in. So logic would dictate, in my personal opinion, especially if you have not only other properties that you've collected rent from over the, you know, at the beginning of the month, you have a job, a good job as well. You're an attorney, and you're not going to give a person a deposit until you rent that particular apartment they moved out of. Just my personal opinion, bad business. This particular company has, in the beginning, for about the first maybe month, they were really good, almost as if they were trying to kiss our ass. Trying to put on a front of how good they are, but then shit just went completely downhill. The maintenance was a fucking joke. They didn't want to take care of issues that we had with the upstairs person at all. In fact, apologized to us for having to put up with it. giving one hell of an interesting excuse why they're not harshly dealing with said individual, when even they admitted said individual might be part of the problem. So what are your thoughts, opinions? I mean, you are entitled to your opinion. So you can leave your opinion on my blog, because you can listen to this on the blog and then you can make your opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Just because I may not agree with it, you're still entitled to it. What are your thoughts? If you've looked at the place and you've said the person's getting the deposit back, shouldn't you be paying them right away instead of making them wait until someone rents the apartment you're in? Just my thoughts.